Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am glad to be here. God has something special for me. And I will yield my heart. Peace be unto you all. How are you all this morning? First of all, I'd like to thank Reverend Owusu and the leadership of the church for such an honor to share God's word with you all this morning. Our theme for this morning is, O you of little faith. O you of little faith. And I'll be focusing my message this morning on the third scripture, Matthew 14, 22 to 33. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing your people together once again to worship you and to listen to your word. And I thank you, O Lord, for appointing me this morning to bring your word to your people. Father, I am just an instrument in your hand. Use me, use me, use me. And prepare the hearts of your people to hear your word and give them deeper understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. What happens if you're playing soccer and you don't follow the coach's advice to keep your eye on the ball? And what happens if you're dicing vegetables in your kitchen and you get distracted? What happens when you're hammering a nail for the man, when you're hammering a nail and you lose focus of the task that you're doing? In all those cases, you're likely to mess up what you're doing, and at worst, you will get hurt. When you deal with a dangerous task, whether you're chopping vegetables with a knife or you're nailing, you want to stay focused on the task and do it well and do it safely. That night, Jesus had a powerful lesson to teach his disciples on the Sea of Galilee. Your faith, like every component of your life, needs focus. Faith's most basic definition is trust. Trust. But if your trust is scattered all over, it doesn't actually trust in anything or anyone. Now, if you read the third scripture from verse 1, you will know that Jesus had just learned about the death or the beheading of his cousin, John the Baptist. And he went himself to pray over this incident because his soul was grieved. He was sad. But his popularity was rising at the time, and the crowds were determined, and they found him. And despite his emotional state, Jesus had compassion on the crowd and taught them. Jesus was sad, but he had compassion. He put his emotions aside, and he had compassion on the crowd and taught them. But the lesson that they were having was getting interesting and later. So the disciples decided to send the people away, but Christ took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and fed the 5,000 people, 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So if you add women and children, we're looking at probably 15 to 20,000 people. And after they ate, the scripture tells us that there were 12 baskets left. Right after that, there was no time for celebration, because the scripture from the verse 22 says, immediately Jesus sent his disciples on the boat. There was no time for celebrating. But on the Sea of Galilee, a storm had come up. In Mark 6:48, there's a parallel account. And the Bible says that Jesus saw them from the mountain where he was praying. He saw them. And he saw that they were struggling at rowing their boat because of the storm. Jesus looked down from the mountain at his disciples. While the disciples were fighting the waves, they saw someone come out on the water. Their initial reaction was that they were seeing a ghost. For what else could stand on top of a stormy water but a spirit? These disciples had just seen Jesus feed over 5,000 people, including men and women. And there was so much left over, but they had forgotten what Christ had done already. When they see someone on the sea, the first thought that comes into their mind is that it's a ghost. Not, oh, our Lord Jesus Christ is here. Amen. Instead, they said it was a ghost. It shouldn't surprise them that it's Jesus. It should not surprise them to see Jesus walk on water, because he's God. Jesus is God. The disciples cried out in fear, and immediately Jesus does what? He brings words of encouragement. He says, take courage, it is I. And probably our translation doesn't do us much favor or much service. In Greek, he uses the odd expression ego ime. Ego ime, that says I am. He doesn't say it is me. He says I am. Jesus, in the midst of the storm, takes his disciples back to the Old Testament when Moses met with God. And God said, I am at the burning bush. God says that because he knows, I was with you yesterday, I am with you today, and I will be with you tomorrow. Amen. He's God of the present. There's always help. He's there to help us all the time. He's there to protect us. He's there to support us. He's there to forgive his people. Jesus shows himself to be ever caring and protecting He doesn't leave them alone. He doesn't leave them alone. God continues to be I am today as well. We may feel our lives are a stormy sea. That's how you may be feeling right now. And we've been tossed by the waves, just as the disciples were being tossed by the waves. We may well be in danger or trouble, filled with sadness and apprehension. But Jesus comes to us in the middle of all that torment and says, take courage. Don't be afraid. I am. Amen. Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am. Woyo nyamia, wo sakrada. Beloved, no matter what disaster has come your way, our faith can focus on Jesus. No matter what disaster has beset you, He is able to help you. With His power, through His word, and His powerful reminders of His love and forgiveness, He is able. Those are ours. Now, Peter, he's always the adventurous disciple. He took opportunity of the situation to focus on Jesus right there and showed his trust in a remarkable way. He reasoned, he said, if Jesus is walking on that water, so can I. If Jesus is walking on that water, so can I. And so he said to Jesus, he said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus invited him. Peter crawled out of the boat and started walking on the water. He was walking on the water, and the water was as firm as the ground. He walked towards Jesus. He walked right up to him. At that point, he was focused on Jesus. And all is well. All was well with him when his focus was on Jesus. He trusted Jesus to make this happen. His faith was focused on Jesus and on him alone. After all, there is Peter's Jesus Christ, his Savior, who can do anything. What should Peter be afraid of if he's with Jesus? But then something happens here. We're told in the scripture, Peter began to see what? The wind. Peter began to see the wind. He took his eyes off his Savior. He let his faith lose focus. And he looked around him. And what a ridiculous scene it was. He was standing on water in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, in the middle of the night or early morning, with a storm raging. And so he began to sink. He began to drown. Now the storm was there all this while. The storm was there when he said, Jesus, if it is you, let me walk up to you. The storm was there. The water was there all the while. And so was Jesus. Jesus was also there. So what changed? What changed? Why did Peter begin to sing? Why did he begin to sing? What changed? Peter's faith, right? His faith. That's the only thing that changed. He began to doubt. Peter began to doubt. He took his eyes off Jesus. He looked at the storm around him, at the wind above him, at the sea below him, and he became frightened and started to sink. Beloved in Christ, sometimes we don't trust God. We think that our own strength needs to protect us and work things out for us. Then we don't know what to do when our strength fails us. And our power that we think we have begins to prove lacking for what we need it for. There are storms on the sea of life that you and I can't deal with. Those waves are crashing and threatening to drown us. Perhaps at those times you and I, like Peter, we lose our focus and we lose our faith. We are more likely to focus on the problem rather than the solution of the problem that is right in front of us, and that is Jesus. Jesus is right in front of us. Now notice what happened when Peter began to sink. Jesus did not say, "Oops, you really should have trusted me, Peter, and let him drown just a little bit, right?" Jesus did not do that. Nor did he say, "I'm going to let you suffer a little bit, Peter, for not trusting me. How dare you?" Jesus did not say that. He was still comforting. The scripture says, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. And then he said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" This morning, Jesus is telling you, "You of little faith, why did you doubt me?" He's telling me, "You of little faith, why did you doubt me?" Why doubt? Remember, I can always take care of you. Remember, I can always deliver you. When they got in the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat began to worship him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Did those disciples in the boat not know from all the miracles that Jesus had done that he is truly the Son of God? He calmed the storms before. He fed multitude. He turned water into wine. He had been with them, but they had forgotten so soon what he is, who he is, and what he had done. We all get to turn from this particular boat. Usually when we least expect it, things happen and we lose our focus, we lose our faith. But Jesus is with us. We are never alone in that boat. Our Lord and Savior is always with us. That is his promise. He may not immediately calm that storm that you're in. He may not immediately take you out of the situation that you're in, but he is there. He is with you. Sometimes he makes you go through that storm to teach you. Amen. And so you have to tarry a little bit in that storm. And sometimes he will immediately rescue you. As we sink in our own seas, Jesus grabs us by the hand. He pulls us out and he reminds us, why have we lost focus? And he pulls us out of that water. And he says, why have you not trusted me? Why are you not trusting me? Oh, you of little faith. He says that to each of us. Why do you doubt my love for you? Why do you doubt my ability to protect you? Why do you doubt my ability to forgive you? I can forgive you, says Jesus. Jesus is faithful in his love. He is a covenant-keeping God. He is I am, ego eimi. I am. He's faithful in his abilities, in his ability to protect us. As the one who has all the power to make all things work for our good, Jesus is faithful in his forgiveness because he paid for our sins. Even our doubts and our distractions, he paid for. By the way, isn't it interesting that every time Jesus talks about little faith, he's talking about his followers. He says that to his disciples. He's almost always talking about his followers when he says, you of little faith, or he talks about little faith. He isn't challenging people without faith. Jesus is not. He's challenging us who are believers. Us who are believers is the one that he's challenging. Remember, he told his disciples, he said, all they need and all you all need today is faith the size of a mustard seed. That's what Jesus is telling us. Today, have faith the size of a mustard seed. That's all he demands of us. When all of this is said and done, those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. And that's why we worship, because he's truly the Son of God. That's why we worship him. We want to take a moment in the midst of our journey through life to gather on this little boat called faith and to worship the one who promises to be with us through every storm. I don't know the storm that you're going through this morning. I don't know the one who you're depending on, but I tell you what, my faith is on the one who walks on water. I want your faith to be on the one who walks on water, who walks on waves, who calms the waves, who speaks life. Amen. I don't know if you bring your needs to him, but one thing I can tell you this morning is he will hear you. He will help you this day. He wants to stride on that storm right now with you. If you need help from the wave walker, I want you to stand up and I want you to join me as we pray. I want you to stand up. Oyaresafo, Mejefo. I want you to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and tell him. Tell him, Lord, I have sinned against you. Lord, I have not believed in you. Lord, I have not been trusted you. I have not trusted you. Lift up your voice. Beloved, lift up your voice. Yield your heart. Yield your heart. And let him hear you. Let him hear you. Ask him for forgiveness. All the times that you have not trusted him. All the times where he had been right in front of you. And yet, you had lost focus on him. He says, giving you our hearts. We have doubted you. Forgive us. Forget. Forgive us. Forget, oh Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us. Pray surrounding every situation that you're in. Submit every situation that you're in. For he sees what is in the future. He sees what is in the future. Submit every situation into his hand. Lift up your voice and pray. Beloved, lift up your voice and pray. He's a miracle worker. He's a chain breaker. He is here. He is amongst us. He's moving amongst us. Yield your heart unto him. Let him work on your situation. He is here. Let him work on your situation. He is here. He is here. Is not above him. That sickness is not above him. It's not above him. Oh, look, the Lord is speaking to wombs. The Lord is speaking to wombs right now. He's speaking life into wombs right now. He's speaking life into wombs right now. Trust him. Have faith in him. A year from now, you will give birth. Receive that diagnosis that you hate, that you cannot live with, you cannot accept. He's telling you right now. He says, I am in control. Ego, amen. I am. He says, I am. Faith in him. Now I want you to start thanking him. Start thanking him for all the wondrous things he has done. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. We thank you, Jehovah, for all your goodness, for all the things you have done. We appreciate your healing. We appreciate your speaking to us, to speaking to life. Speaking Spirit, for your Spirit that moves amongst us today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank him. Open your mouth and thank him. Thank him. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Oh, he is right with you. Oh, is it that job you're looking for? That job you're looking for? Oh, it's in his hands. He has control over that. He has the power to gift it to you. He has the power to gift it to you. He has the power to give it to you. Oh, he's empowering you. He's empowering you. He's empowering you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We honor you, Lord. 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 We honor you, Lord.
Thanking him.
The Lord cannot thank himself. The Lord cannot thank himself. I want you to believe and to thank him for your situation. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him, for he has won the victory. He has won the victory for us. The Lord has won the victory. Christ has won the victory. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he's won the victory for you. He's won the victory for you. In every situation that you are in, he's won the victory. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Do not doubt me, he says. Do not doubt me. Do not doubt me.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Spirit that has been amongst us today. We thank you for your word that has come to us. Oh Lord, we believe you, we trust you. Our hope will always be in you. Forgive us, oh Lord, for the times we have not trusted you. We have a renewed heart and a renewed mind. We know to trust you from now on. Oh Lord, let your word come to pass. Give us testimony, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.